Hey guys, it's KK. Really quickly, this could be a trigger warning for this video because we'll be talking about things like sexual assault and rape. And also, I just wanted to clarify. So when I started talking about an event that was happening, I messed up a word that, because like I wrote down what I was going to be talking about exactly, and I messed up a word and I mistaked it for something else. And I was laughing at the fact that I can't read my own handwriting. I was not laughing at the fact about like what happened during the event. And I know that that's what, like, how it could be taken, and I do not want like anyone to think that I was laughing at the event, because that's not a funny thing to laugh about. I was laughing at the fact that I messed up, even though I was reading my own handwriting, okay? And I'm so sorry if you guys listened to to the episode before where I didn't clarify that, and I did not mean for anyone to like think that I was laughing at what I was talking about, because it's not funny. Thank you.
Hey.
What's up? It's KK.
Hello, it's Ace.
Hi, it's Ash.
What's up? It's Kara. and welcome to the 16th episode of the Losers Podcast.
Okay, first of all, we are so sorry. Because we haven't been posting. Oh my gosh, like, we're procrastinators, so like we like meet up and we're like, okay, we're gonna film today, you know, and then we like first have to do a whole bunch of work, and then on top
we had many exams this week,
yes, and then on top of that we have to eat and blah 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 blah. And so then it comes to the point where like, you know what, let's just have fun, we'll just record it the next day, and then like on and on and on. So we are so sorry, but we are here. And yesterday we tried to record, but like our recording got deleted, and it just was like this whole thing, like, and we couldn't get it back. So we are so very sorry. But I remember that last time we recorded, we said that we were going to talk about news that's been happening in the world, which we will be doing today. So yeah. Kara, would you like to start off? Sorry.
Yes, please. So the news that I would like to discuss, I'm gonna be discussing two topics, which is, I'm just gonna talk it out. So the first topic that I'm gonna be talking about is Harry and Meghan Markle. And if you don't know what's been happening, or if you don't know the background information, basically, Meghan Markle is half African American, and her mom is African American, and her dad is white. And you know, they are, Meghan Markle, if you don't know, married Harry, which is which is part of the royal family. You know, over many generations of the royal family, they were like white, so you know, there wasn't much change in the skin color or ethnicity, I think. So if you don't know, basically the royal family, we predict Charles was the one who said these. He said he was like, we don't know for sure, but basically someone said that someone in the royal family said that they were going to be worried that the Meghan's baby was going to be darker in skin color, which is like racist basically, because you don't just say that you're worried because their skin color is going to be racist. I mean, their skin color is going to be darker from the rest, because like we're all the same basically, but there are some unique features. And that's basically like the first topic, of which you know, the royal family. The second topic is there's a YouTuber called David Dobrik. If you don't know him, he basically makes short vlogs, quote unquote, that are, quote unquote, entertaining and funny. But the thing is, they're not funny, because what's been happening around lately is that David Dobrik has, people are basically saying that he's, made someone rape someone, which...
Trigger warning, sorry!
Oh, yeah, trigger warning, we're gonna be, trigger warning.
We'll put one in the beginning.
Yeah, so, you know, these rape allegations, which is horrible. Like, my friends and I, we, like, thought from the start that, you know, he was, like, racist. He made racist, quote-unquote, jokes. They weren't even funny. They were just, like, concerning because of the way he said them and the way he, like, laughs at them like a maniac. Which, first of all, you don't say slurs. Slurs are slurs. You don't just say them if you're not part of the quote-unquote community. And second of all, you don't just, like, think something's funny just because of you. And also, if you don't know, David Dobrik, he was in an anti-bullying campaign. And that, you know what's the funny thing? The funny thing is that David literally bullies everybody in his team. He calls them slurs, like the M word, and you know, he like says lots of slurs, which is like not good. And also when he was in an anti-bullying campaign, and that's the funny thing, like he literally bullies everybody, which is so like hysterical to me, because like, you know, he went to it. And also when doing the anti-bullying campaign, he was I think like co-host, something like that, his friend basically, I think his name, he was Trisha Paytas's ex-boyfriend, I think his name is, do you know his name, guys, or no?
No, I did not know his name.
He's like his, I don't remember his name, it's like, I don't remember. I think his name starts with like a J, something like that. Anyway, he's Jewish, and when growing up, he faced a lot of Semitism?
Stigmatism? Sorry, that is
no, not for like the Jewish people who get like picked on.
Discriminated against.
Yeah, he was basically discriminated against, like, about being Jewish. And I think David Dobrik is also Jewish. But also, David Dobrik was like, you're such a sensitive piece of, like, poop. S-H-I-T. So that's the funny thing. He's a hypocrite. I just hate him a lot. So do my friends.
And that's on what?
Period. All right, KK, would you like to say your news?
Yes, of course. So thank you, Cara, for educating us on that.
No
so
problem.
Now I'm going to be talking about something that happened like 2 days ago, I think. And this happened in Georgia. More closely to Atlanta, Georgia. But yes. So, this dude named Robert Aaron Long, who was 21, went to a gun store and purchased his first gun. Right after, this was a legal purchase, by the way. Right after he went to massacre. Wait, I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry, I can't read my own handwriting. Sorry, I wrote this down. He went to a massage place. Sorry, he went to a this is not funny. I'm sorry. I just I didn't have mental health. He went to a massage place and shot dead 4 people whose names will be down in this, well, whose names will be in the description. He then drove to Gold Spot and shot dead 3 more bodies at another spot place. A woman who was hiding behind the dead bodies at that spot place called 911, and when the police came, they actually got a notice of another dead body across the street from there, which was a therapy spa. Robert's parents, who helped the police identify and turn him in, Robert's parents saw him on, like, well, I think it's like the police contacted him and they helped turn him in. The police traced his phone and saw that he was heading towards Florida, where he was going to kill more people. Robert literally said in an interview that he was going to Florida to do more acts. Yeah. The police pulled him over and they arrested him. But the thing is, they gently arrested him, like, kindly. They didn't do anything, like, they weren't being aggressive, as violent as, of course, they would to people of color. And it's very stupid because, like, this dude, why gently arrest someone who just killed about 8 people? Like, what is so, what? Okay. Anywho, next thing. When they arrested him, the town sheriff, who is very racist, was answering a question about why Robert would do such a thing. And his response, and I quote, said, "Yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did." Like, he literally was just saying that as like an excuse, like, you know, he had a bad day, he just went to go kill some people, you know? It's like very, very stupid. He was like basically sympathizing with him or something. I'm so, so annoyed by that fact. Robert, like, in an interview said he had a sex addiction and he slaughtered the woman who he killed to eliminate his temptation. 7 of the 8 victims were women and 6 were Asian women. Even though Robert said that he targeted women specifically, the police wouldn't call it a hate crime or a femicide. Like, I'm sorry, what? It's obvious that it was both a hate crime and femicide because it was geared toward women, especially Asian women. And this goes into Asian hate, like hate crimes against Asians, hate crimes towards Asians, yeah, which Ash will be talking about. What else? The roommate, actually, of Roberts, they spoke out. And they said how Robert really didn't seem like someone who would do this. He didn't say anything racial. He didn't know about Robert's sex addiction, all of that. But then it just surprised the roommate how Robert would do such a thing. So yeah, that's what the roommate said. And then Robert's, I think, grandparents actually said that they still love him even though he did that, but they weren't really supposed to speak on it. So yeah, racism and this femicide, like, I'm sorry. Anywho, this all happened in Georgia. The first 4 killings was in Ankworth, Georgia, and then The second killings were in Gold Spot, like, which was close to Atlanta. So, yeah. There was actually one person who survived. Their names, well, I'll put their name in the description as well. So, yeah. And that's basically it for that one. Let me just say that that this is just another act of how the justice system, how like people are so racist and they just are sexist, and no one who is white takes it as important as everyone should. So yeah. Kara.
Also, we're going to be listing some places to donate and some links where you can buy self-defense tools, some places you can donate to for anti-Asian, how do you say it?
Well, I was just going to say, we're going to be giving links to self-defense tools to help protect us women, which we'll talk about later. So yeah, and we'll be giving petitions to sign towards anti-Asian hate crimes
and women's shelters too.
Yeah. Yes.
So feel free to donate if you can.
Like I said, that
anti-Asian hate crime is. Donate to anti-Asian hate. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Okay. Ash.
So, basically what's also been going on is that there is a COVID bill, and there's some things that would be included into it. And I'm just going to say like two. So the first thing that's going to be included in it is a $1,400 stimulus check. So that's pretty nice. The second thing is that they're going to give $3,600 extra cash per kids this year. So you can learn more about the COVID bill on AOC's Instagram or like CNN or any other websites. Second thing is I'm going to talk about the Asian hate crimes and all that stuff, as in my perspective and how I think about it, because I am Asian myself. So, basically, what I think about what's going on, it's honestly really stupid and dumb. Because people are enjoying our culture, like as in food, and all that stuff. And also, people have been just using like culture, like dressing or something like that, and just making them more into a quote unquote trendy looking style, which is, I don't know, a lot of people have different perspectives on it and how different people think about it. I think it's just, I don't know, for me, I think it's a little bit disrespectful towards the Asian community because
culture appropriation.
Yes.
Yeah, and also I just wanted to say real quick, if you like quote unquote Asian subjects, like I don't know the best way to explain this, or subgenres like anime, kawaii stuff, or like you know, food, just remember, if you are not talking or supporting the Asian community, you shouldn't even like their stuff. So first of all, make sure you support their community and then like their subjects.
Right. So I find it really rude and disrespectful, or just you should be ashamed of yourself because you are enjoying our culture, K-dramas, anime, food, our clothing, all of that stuff, and y'all aren't even supporting us. So for me, what I think is that if you enjoy our food and all that stuff, you shouldn't be able to have it if you aren't supporting us. If it wasn't for us, as in like Asians, yeah, Asian Americans and all that stuff, there wouldn't be any boba, okay? Ugh. And it's just also really scary going outside.
Yeah.
Right? And the fact that some social medias are like blocking the videos, speaking on the behalf of Asian lives and all that stuff, is also really disgusting and really disturbing. And I think a lot of people should be informed about everything, about what's happening in our world. Yeah, and I'm kind of scared to go outside sometimes because I'm scared if I'm going to be the next person that's going to be the victim of an attack or something towards Asian Americans or because I'm a female.
Yes.
And I'm also scared for my family because they go out a lot for work and all that stuff. And I always hope that and wish and that they will come back home safe and unharmed, endangered. Yeah. Keep going, baby girl.
The fact is, like, we shouldn't be afraid to walk home or to go to work. Like, we shouldn't be afraid, like, every single day to do that. Like, as a society, why do we have a society where you literally have to fear basically living? Like, people can even come to your house, track you down, like, for specific things, and it's very, very, very stupid.
Yeah. And here's a really, really trending example of Asians being used or people being racist towards Asians. So it's kind of recent, but at the same time it's not. Okay, it's about BTS and the Grammys and all that stuff. And basically, we know that K-pop is turning or becoming a rising culture and stuff. And the fact that Grammy used BTS for the views is
disrespectful.
Right. And the Grammys knew that BTS fan base, the ARMY, right, is very supportive towards them and very protective towards BTS. Which kind of scares me a little bit, but it's okay because I kind of support BTS. Well, I used to listen to the music, but then now I support other different K-pop groups. Anyways, also this company and kind of did references to the Cabbage Patch Kids dolls thingies and turned idols and famous people into those, and they used BTS as a little hitting game, you know, like the game in Chuck E. Cheese in arcades where you have this hammer and you're trying to hit the little hedgehog thingies. Yeah, they basically made the hedgehogs into BTS having kind of bruises, stitches, and band-aids on their face, and the little hammer is a Grammy award. And that itself is really disturbing and disrespectful. I know I keep saying that a lot, but it's true. So that's one example of xenophobia and racism.
So Ace, do you want to share some current events that are happening around the world right now?
Well, actually, Kara, I've just been listening and just thinking about the things that have been going on. And I guess it's just that, our society needs to be more educated, I guess, and just more aware of these things. Yeah, I guess just, I don't know, maybe try it. This is my advice, take it or leave it, I guess. Just try to educate a friend or tell maybe just somebody about current events or just research yourself, as I will.
Okay, thank you, Ace. Our next topic is about something that happened in London. I don't know why I said that in that voice, sorry. So this girl, her name was Sarah Everard. I'm so sorry if I said that wrong. But basically, she was walking home from her friends, I think, and she got abducted by someone. Police later then charged another police officer who. I don't know the name too, I'm sorry. Another police officer for the killing.
We're gonna be putting their names in the description, by the way.
Yeah, for the killing of Sarah, where they found her body somewhere. This just brought out a whole outrage. Like, we as women have been fighting so long for us to be treated, we've been fighting like for us so we don't have to like feel scared every time we simply just walk outside by ourselves back to Sarah. So there was a little like ceremony where like a whole bunch of women and like, you know, men who support us women who like went and like it was kind of like a peaceful protest but also like just giving the condolences to Sarah's family and giving the prayers and then also like having posters like saying that there needs to be change, like there hasn't been change. 97% of all women have been sexually assaulted, raped, felt uncomfortable with the male presence, begged for nudes, been pressured into doing something she didn't want to do by a man. 97%. I mean, yes, that might not be the exact percentage, but we have to focus on the fact that it's not 0%, which should be at. And a lot of people have been trying to focus on the fact that it's like not all men who do this, so why are you like kind of blaming all men and stuff? And you see, yeah, it's not all men, y'all, but it's enough men, and it shouldn't. And as women, we don't have the time to decipher like which is a dangerous predator man compared to like just another man who wouldn't do any of those things, you know? Because we've been born in a society where like any man can have any man can have the ability to do something that goes into assaulting us, and so as someone who is getting really tired of like having a whole bunch of boys and men saying trying to defend themselves y'all should stop because you're not focusing on the bigger picture. The bigger picture is that we women need change. We need to feel safe in, like, in our everyday lives, okay? And also, if y'all hear the not all men, which is trending, that's from another thing that happened in London, which is about, like, curfews and stuff. So and which we'll be saying soon. Wait, hold up, in the next part. Okay, sorry, we ran out of time. But okay, now, so basically about the curfews. So London, due to, like, the Sarah Everard event, they decided to, like, make, like, a curfew for women so they don't go out during a certain time. So the sexual assaults and everything go down. But then that brings to the fact that brings you to the idea, like, why should we change for men when it's the men's problem, because they are the ones who are the predators? Why do we have to be affected in the way we can't go out? Why can't you put a curfew for them? So someone who actually, like, helps make the decisions in London, I don't know all about that story. She actually noticed that, and she was like, yeah, why don't we make a curfew for men instead? Then that's when men got riled up and was like, but it's not all men, and da-na-na-na. So, yes. Ace, do you have anything to add to this?
I mean, I guess... Everyone should treat each other with respect no matter what, I guess. Because, I mean, first of all, it isn't right that, like, men do bad stuff to women. And, like, I guess it's all about equality and about, like, treating others the same way, but not, like, not differently, or not like bad in a bad way, but treating others with respect. So not really sure how this is going to end. Just keep on fighting for what you believe in, and hopefully everything will be resolved.
But don't keep on fighting if you think that men are better than women, because like, that's not true.
Okay, sorry, I didn't. Okay. Sorry, my bad.
Like Carr said before, we'll be putting links to where you can buy self-defense things like window breakers, pepper spray, tasers,
and also stuff. Many people have been drugged. So I'm just gonna be putting, like, lid covers, so, you know, your drinks
are safer.
Yeah, because, you know, those are really useful. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, ladies, go to a party with a friend so that you trust, so, like, no male starts to drug your drink or anything. And if someone tries to assault you or say anything sexist towards you, you can shut them up however way you'd like. And that's on what?
Period. And period. Also, if you guys want to reach out to us, tell us about any...
Tell us your story.
Sorry?
Tell us your story.
Yeah, tell us your stories. Tell us your experiences. Tell us what you believe in. Tell us your, if you need any help, you can contact us. We might help you with anything you need.
We will help you.
We will help you. Yes. Yeah. Correction. Yeah. So this is our current events that are happening right now in the world. So thank you guys for listening.
And always, if we said anything that was wrong, I mean, like, not like the fact that, like, you know, the fact about like you know, the 97% thing, but like if we said something that was offensive towards
a community,
or we said a detail that was wrong in an event that happened, please email us and we can correct ourselves. Thank you.
Yeah, talking about emails, we made an email. So you can contact us in the our email is gonna be in the description and in our like main bio. So stay tuned for like situations.
Yeah. Love y'all.
Bye.